Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Bagby. And now, play ball. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Finney moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Finney scores. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Kramer moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr catches it and throws to second with Cronin covering, to double up Radcliffe. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive towards the mound. Bagby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kramer, and towards Clift, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor juggles the ball. That's an error on Tabor. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer strikes out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Swift moves to second. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hogue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hogue moves to third. Clift moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doerr. The throw from Swift and he is out, Hefner applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a line drive towards third. Clift reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagby hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Bagby covering, for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. McQuinn moves to third. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hoag takes first base on ball 4. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Bob Swift. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hefner moves to second. Chet Lobbs pinch hits for Jack Kramer. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. Judnick hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McQuinn moves to second. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hoag hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Radcliffe moves to second. It's Browns, 4, Red Sox, 4. Jack Wilson now pitching. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Harshaney now catching. Slick Kaufman now pitching. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 2 in the game. Desautels bunts towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. Tabor moves to second. One out. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tabor scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Doerr. Sam Harshani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshani takes first base on ball 4. Hefner moves to second. Joe Gallagher pinch hits for Slick Kaufman. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Hefner moves to third. Harshani moves to second. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Strange takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry pinch runs for Sam Harshani. Fritz Ostermuller now pitching. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hefner scores. Larry moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's Browns, 5, Red Sox, 5. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Strange moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry scores. Strange moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Browns. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hoag hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strange scores. McQuinn scores. Radcliffe moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 8-5, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Hoag moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Siski now catching. John Whitehead now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. Cronin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-7, Browns. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Browns will come to bat. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead strikes out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strange hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Desautels fields it and throws to first for the out. Siski moves to second. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tabor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 8, Red Sox, 8. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-2 in the game. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing strikes out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 8. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebbing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Hoag strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Williams reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fox is walked intentionally. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Hefner covering, for the out. Williams moves to third. Fox moves to second. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Doerr is walked intentionally. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Fox moves to third. Doerr moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 8. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.